It sounds like somebody's done studying. Come here. We can hang out for a while and relax. Wow. All that studying really wore you out, huh? Well, if it helps, it's gonna pay off in the long run. It may be exhausting and frustrating and a total pain in the butt for now, but it'll be worth it. Yeah, I promise. I mean, I promise, but only as long as it's not legally binding. You're not gonna try to sue me if I'm wrong, Come on, you know I'm joking, right? You are working really, really hard, and it's gotta pay off eventually. Then you'll be able to get a nice, very, very good job. And you can buy me a nice big mansion since I've been such a cool roommate. All right. Jokes aside, but someday I promise you're gonna be happy. You're gonna be happy you work so hard, and even if it is frustrating, it's gonna pay off. But for tonight, you're done with all that. You don't have to look at any of it again, and you just have to get your head out of the zone and relax. You can watch this movie with me. I mean, I don't really know what we're watching. I kind of turned it on and I started playing games on my phone because my attention span is fried. Hey, don't blame me. You know how I get after I study. My brain just stops working and I don't feel like doing anything. So I reward it with some entertainment on this little glowy screen of mine. You do the same thing anyway. What are you saying? Yeah, whatever. Just watch this movie with me. Or you can just sit and pretend to watch it with me if you want. Whatever you want to do. Sure, do whatever you gotta do, but you need to come hang out with me. Don't you try moving anything around, and don't try to turn this into more of a study night. You're way too much of a workaholic, you know that? And hey, while you're getting up, would you mind grabbing me an ice cream out of the freezer? And you can get some too if you want. I promise you don't have to pay me back or anything. Yeah, I mean, it's no problem, man. I thought you might want something sweet to reward yourself with. Here, toss them over here. Are you grabbing a blanket? Are you cold? I mean, maybe you shouldn't be having ice cream if you're cold, but it is pretty cold at your desk, isn't it? No wonder you look so miserable. You're doing all that hard work and you're cold in the corner. You know, if you would have told me that you were cold, I could have given you my hoodie. You didn't have to go grab your blanket, you know? Does that mean you're planning on sleeping out here? I mean, I'm not judging, I promise, but I was probably gonna do the same thing if you don't mind the company. It's just really nice and calming to fall asleep with something on the TV. True, that my couch is pretty small, but if you don't mind, we can cuddle if you want. That'd probably help you warm up too. I'm pretty warm. No, I'd be fine with it. I mean, we've cuddled a few times, so I don't think it's too weird. Yeah, sure. Just move a bit closer and you can lay your head on my shoulder if you want. Oh my god. Even your face feels cold. You're just a little icicle, aren't you? You know, at this point, you're gonna freeze if you try to eat any of that ice cream. You need to take better care of yourself. So how about you pull that blanket up right here and you wrap it around us? Let's get you all warmed up. There we go. Isn't that better? Now, we can eat our ice cream and watch this movie. Hey, are you shaking? Are you sure you're not still cold? You know, if you want to borrow my hoodie, that offer is still on the table. Come on, you know I wouldn't mind. I think we've probably both accidentally switched hoodies more times than we can count, and it's never bothered me. If you want to borrow my hoodie, I'm totally fine with it. Yes, I promise it's okay. I promise. Here, let me just take it off real quick. You mind sitting up for a second? Perfect. There you go. How's that? You feeling any warmer? Good. I'm glad, you know? I'd hate for you to miss out on your ice cream just because you were too cold to handle it. Then I'd have to finish it all. And I know it'd be a lot of ice cream. I'd still gladly eat it. And you'd be stuck here, my little icicle.
What?
Me? You think I'm selfish? You know I'd be doing you a favor, right? I'd be getting rid of all that coldness, and you'd be warm. And if anything, it would be so, so hard to eat all that ice cream alone. Yeah. Look at you. You're about to fall asleep, right? In that ice cream of yours anyway. Why don't you just give it to me? Then you don't have to worry about it at all. Come on. Just give me your ice cream. You know you want to. Fine. You can keep your ice cream, and I guess I'll just have to settle for eating my own and watching this stupid movie. Oh, I guess actually it's already over. I guess we missed the whole thing. Here, you can give me the remote and I'll actually put something good on if you want. I mean, it's up to you. You can choose whatever you want, but all right, sounds good. Let me just turn it on. There we go. Now why don't we just... Oh my god. Are you actually asleep? You still have the spoon hanging out of your mouth, you know that? Hey. Hey. Sleepyhead. Wake up for me. Hey. Are you awake now? You know you totally fell asleep. I told you you looked tired, and you told me I wasn't telling the truth. No, I'm not making fun of you. I mean, not right now, but I'm just saying that if you're tired, you should go to bed. There's no point in forcing yourself to stay awake just for me. I mean, we can spend more time together tomorrow, you know that? For now, just get some sleep, okay? No, no, it's fine. You can sleep out here, it's fine. You just need to move around a little bit so it'll be a bit more comfortable. Although, first we might need to move that ice cream. We don't need him melting all over the place while we sleep. No, don't complain. I'll be back, okay? I promise. And then you can go back to using me as a big, snuggly pillow. Just be patient. I promise I'll be back in less than a minute, okay? Are you seriously falling asleep again? God, you really wore yourself out with all that studying, didn't you? So, how do you want to do this? What's going to be most comfortable for you? You're too tired to think? Well, let's try this. I'm going to put a pillow over here and lay here. And then you can sit between my legs and lean back against my chest. That way you can use me as a pillow and we'll both be comfortable. I mean, I think it'll be comfortable. And honestly, it might be the only way that both of us can fit on this couch. Yeah, I mean, I won't be laying down exactly, but I don't mind. I mean, I don't plan on sleeping too much anyway. I'm not too tired yet, so I'll probably just watch some TV. So you come right here. And bring the blanket too. It's gonna be kind of cold. Lay down just like that. It's comfortable, right? Yeah. I've been told I'm pretty comfy. Maybe even the comfiest pillow they've ever had. What? Are you jealous? You know, I'm your pillow, right? First and always. Plus, the people that have used me as a pillow are like my mom, you know that? You don't have to get jealous. You're just so, so lucky. You have such a great roommate. I buy you food, give you amazing ice cream, and I look so insanely good. And I'm just a free pillow. I'm just the full package, aren't I? Absolutely wifey material. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You know I am. I'm literally a 10 out of 10. I think anybody would think I'm marriage material. You're so mean to me. And here I am, spoiling you, being so incredibly nice. And you're being so cute, sleeping on me like this. And there you are, being so, so mean. You have to at least admit that I'm a good cuddler, right? You gotta give me that. I'll count that as a win. Now, you need to hurry up and go to bed. Because apparently, you start getting really, really mean when you're tired. Or maybe, are you always like that? Come on, just shut up and go to bed. Hey, you need to go to bed before I decide that I don't want to cuddle with you anymore. And look at you. You're yawning. You have all that sass and you're just wearing yourself out. You're just so, so lucky that you're cute when you yawn. Huh? No, I didn't say anything. Besides, you need to sleep, okay? Just go to bed. Come on. Shh. You need to rest up. No, come on. Just lay your head right on my chest so you can drip off all the way to sleep. See, That's a lot better, isn't it? When you actually listen to me and you try to get nice and comfy. And I'll wrap my arms around you. That way, you don't fall off the couch. There you go. This is perfect, isn't it? Are you comfortable? You kind of mumbled. Was that a yes? I guess I'll take it as a yes, since you're just snuggling right into my neck. What? Are you too tired to respond? Maybe being so mean to me wore you out. Well, sleep well, sleepyhead. Hey, Art. Are you asleep yet? I guess you really are tired, huh? I'm kind of sad. I really wanted to hang out with you tonight. But then again, I guess this is pretty nice too, isn't it? Cuddling you it's nice. It's something I'll never get tired of. Especially the feeling of holding you so close like this. Just you leaning into me and feeling how warm and relaxed you are. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Your breathing slowing. I honestly can't tell you how happy it makes me. You know why? I thought you would have figured out by now. I have such a huge crush on you. I'm not exactly the best at hiding my feelings, and I know I have a tendency to flirt with you, especially when I don't mean to. I thought it was inevitable. Maybe you'd put two and two together and you'd realize that I'm head over heels for you. I have been since we first got together. Just hanging out with you as my roommate, it always makes my day. I love talking to you. And I love being your friend. I really do, but I still want to be more, you know? I want to do all that romantic stuff, and I want to make you feel loved. I want to make you feel happy, and I don't know. I just want you to feel good. Especially when you think of me. That may be kind of selfish, but I guess it's kind of part of having a crush, isn't it? I get jealous when you call someone else cute, and I'm always trying to get your attention. Trying everything I can to just get you to like me more. All that stuff, and there's a selfless part of it too. But it all just feels so selfish. I don't want to distract you from your work, your school stuff, or, I mean, even if you do want to date someone, I don't want to make you feel awkward. I don't want you to feel awkward that I want to date you. I don't want to make you feel guilty or anything, and I don't know, I feel like you're so sweet and you're such a good friend. If I did tell you that I have a crush on you, You'd probably feel weird about it, right? Because you wouldn't want to hurt my feelings, and that would be selfish of me, wouldn't it? Making you deal with my feelings. But on the other hand, there are times that I feel like you might have these feelings too. I don't know, it just seems like you look at me sometimes. You do a ton of the same stuff that I do to you, and I don't know. You give me snacks, you give me your jacket. You watch my favorite shows even when you tell me you hate them, and sometimes you even kind of flirt with me too. It just feels like the type of stuff that you wouldn't really do for just a normal friend. I mean, maybe I'm just overthinking this, but I don't know anymore. Why is this all so hard? One second I think I know what we are and what our relationship is, and the next I have no idea. I wish I just knew how to ask you. I don't want to make anything weird between us, and I'm just too scared of losing you. Maybe someday I'll find the nerve to tell you. Or if I'm lucky enough, you might tell me, right? I can dream, right? I guess for now I'll just enjoy this, whatever we have, because I could spend the rest of my life like this, and I would be so, so happy. As long as I have you, I'd be happy. It'd honestly just be nicer if I could kiss you too. It'd be really, really nice. But I guess for now, maybe I can't. For now, I just get to hold you like this and have you close to me. I can feel your heartbeat, and it feels so nice to feel you pressed up against my chest. It's so perfect. This is all I want. And maybe while we lay here, I can wish it was more. You could do anything you want. I'd love to just feel you grab my chest or anything you want, but I guess that's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? I know the way you look at me, you. Sometimes you think things. And maybe that's just partly because you're a guy, but another part of me wonders if it's just for me. Do you only think those things about me? God. I'm letting my mind get in the gutter, aren't I? But when I would say that I wish I had those things, I'm telling the truth, you know? You know, I've had thoughts like that too. Sometimes I look at you and I guess my dirty mind gets the better of me. I wonder how big you are, what you look like with all your clothes off. I wonder how you'd treat me. If you'd be rough with me. This is way too embarrassing. You know I'm only thinking all these things because it's so late, right? Just because you're right here, fast asleep and defenseless. I don't want to mess anything up, but maybe in some alternate world where you're awake and you can hear me, I want you to know that I want it. I really do. Whenever you want it. If you even want it to. I'm yours. I want to be all yours.